Intervju Radija Študent.
Benjamin Clementine.
Pozdravljeni v rubriki Ereš intervju na Radiu Študent 89,3 MHz. Tokrat smo se pogovarjali z Benjaminom Clementinom, angleškim pianistom, pevcem in nasploh umetnikom, ki bo v torek nastopil v veliki dvorani Kina Šiška. Intervju je bil izveden po telefonu in je zaradi Benjaminove zaposlenosti relativno kratek. Tako sem ga v intervjuju povprašal o bolj specifičnih rečeh, ki jih ti mogoče prebrati na spletu. Za generalno informacijo o Benjaminu si lahko preberete recenzijo njegovega prvega albuma z leta 2015, povezava do katere je objavljena v spletnem prispevku. Pogovarjala sva se o njegovem novem albumu, ob glasbenem umetniškem udejstvovanju in prihodnosti. Najprej pa za boljšo predstavo poslušajmo Phantom of Aleppoville, prvi singel z prihajajočega albuma.
Billy the Bully, come on out of your hideout. Billy the Bully, it's all right, you've been forgiven. Come on out, Zacchaeus, come down from your sycamore tree. Where dancing roses are found, dancing for me, the difference between love and hate. Why is the same difference between risotto and rice pudding? And the difference between a dog and a stranger? Why is the same difference between children and bullying? Some say they wonder why you bullied me, but I laugh, 'cause I know that you know that we will never, never know why they keep the bullying. So believe it's forgiven. Coming now, congratulations. Let's hope as the growing grows, we'll be able to handle Billy the Bully. One's a serious case, twice a forgiving case.
So your second album, My Telefly, comes out on September 15th, and it started as a play of two flies traveling the world. And obviously it's now an album, but how many elements of the play stayed in it? And is it just the themes or the characters as well, or some dialogue maybe?
It was everything together, really. There's a dialogue, there's a theme. The theme is set, obviously, it's if we were honest with each other, it's about Syrians and the refugees and all of that. Seeking asylum, you know. So it's set, you know, in a form of a movement. People moving away to have a safe place to stay, you know. Of course, I lived in America when I was writing this. Most of what's on the album, and that's because of my own experience of feeling like I need to move to somewhere to get something, travel around. I've been doing that for a long time in my life, so I thought that it was appropriate that I wrote an album about this way of living.
Yeah, so that takes me to my second question. The first album, at least for now, which I reviewed here back in 2015, explored the themes of duality, of Paris and London, and of child and adult. And with the themes of the songs we've already heard of I Telefly, such as Phantom of Aleppoville and God Save the Jungle, is it fair to say that while still deeply personal, the themes on the new album expand beyond your direct surroundings?
Yeah, it's still personal, but of course it is an extension of the first album. Of course, I'm sharing my sentiments, my deep sentiments concerning what's happening in the world we live in. The ones that have come closer to me, I believe, also to you, is the Syrians who are going through a lot of hardship, and the need to help them. It's an occurrence that happens every now and then by different cultures, different religions, different ethnic minorities, and I think that it was appropriate that I made this album.
So the material for the new album was written not long after your debut had been released 2.5 years ago, and it can only be released now because of contractual obligations, right?
Yes, of course.
So being such a prolific artist, are the songs for the third album already written, and will it be the love album, as you perhaps jokingly remarked in 2015?
I really hate love albums, because I think I personally, because I haven't really had a lot of experience with a thing called love, I find it very hard to write about literal love song. But of course, all of my music, I think, is for love, and nothing else but love. But hopefully, the third album, which I'm looking forward to doing, maybe this year or beginning of next year, you know, I'm going to write a story about a relationship.
And will it be said like a play as well?
Yeah, always.
All right.
I can't write something without not making it a play. I can't.
Okay. So you said in a recent interview that you would like to be a playwright once you're done with music. And does that mean there's a finite point in your career when you decide to call it a day and start focusing on other art projects?
Yeah. It's again an extension. So, of course, I'm making music now. But you know, for me, I've written two plays already. And that's my first album, my second album. So it's just a matter of putting it down in a book and getting a bunch of actors in a theater to somehow bring it into light. But of course, yes, I will be done very soon. I think that as the day ends, I'm getting a bit tired. I know that a lot of other artists have recorded 50 or so albums, but for me, that's not my call. I will not do that. I haven't got the determination and the power and the amount of ways in which to write one song 50 times to be doing that. I just can't use my time and my life like that. I need to do something that I really adore, which is writing plays and, you know, just creating new stuff. And, you know, I think I get bored easily. So, yes, I will stop possibly for my next album, after my next album. I don't know, but maybe not, but I think so.
So there is still hope for the Italo Fly play somewhere along the way, or even...
I will, of course. I'm looking forward to next year. We're talking to the Shakespeare, what's called the Globe, Globe in a theatre. So hopefully we can set the play to light around there, you know, next year. And, you know, fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I think I'll, touring is just it's for young people.
So, how big a role did you play in making your music videos, say, for Playing the Lead?
Pardon?
How big a role did you play in making your music videos, except for Playing the Lead?
It's the most important, one of the most important things that I need to do and focus on. Of course, if I'm doing videos, I have the need to trust the person I'm working with, and we come up with ideas. Both of us, director and me, they have to understand why I wrote the song and how I wrote the song, the things we need to get. So it's a collaboration, much more than just a director telling me what to do, because I can't afford to do that with what I do. It's nothing to do with ego. It's just a matter of knowing what you want to give, you know.
So for a few years now, there's been talk of a collection of poetry you wrote with two various titles I've come across, Through the Eyes of a Wild Greyhound and Life Through the Eyes of a Library Hound. How's that coming along? If I understand correctly, had it finished back in 2015?
I did, and I have. But again, it's just, I find out that I think I can't do two things at the same time. I'd rather and stopped, like I said, of his music, and then just concentrate on playwriting and publishing books. So that's another chapter. I was very excited in finding a new way to express myself, but I think I'll just hold on to that until I'm done, and then I'll release them.
And your songs come to be when you set music to your words, which you read first. So do you decide which of your poems will be made into songs, or do the poems decide from themselves?
Poems decide themselves. You know, some poems are much more important than others for some reason, you know? You know, you write so many poems and then, you know, only 20 of them stand out more than the other ones. So then I make songs from that. That's how I make music.
So speaking of your literary work, how is the autobiography coming along?
Well, I've been talking to some people, but, you know, again, these things are, for me, I think right now I'm thinking about really going into it and really telling, asking people to help me as well, because most of the time people get me wrong through other journalists. They write things that are not what I want. They, you know, I get described in a certain way that I do not want. So I think it is important that I first tell people who I am and all that, of which I really don't really care about, to be honest. But I think I need to do that for people to really understand me, so that no one else can say something that is not true. So in due course, it will come. Hopefully next year, actually. Hopefully next year. I've already started talking to some people, but yeah, hopefully next year.
And what of your dictionary?
And gonna be the
again,
last question, please, guys.
Again, you know, I said after my music, when I'm done, when I'm retired from this touring and singing and playing music on stage, I'll publish all of those things.
Oh, okay, so a final question. Is there anything you would like to say to the people that will come out to see you at Kino Shishka on September 5th?
I hope they come out jolly and happy and open your hearts and make their minds very broad, because what they're going to see isn't something they've seen before, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So I hope they accept it and go home and be happy.
Okay, thanks so much, Benjamin Clementine. I'm looking forward to see you play on Tuesday. And I wish you a good
show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Kids must grow as quick as possible. Welcome to jungle, dear. Risk it on a tooth or bone as you travel along. Come and run through the road. Welcome to jungle, dear, where lorries are chariots, railways are stairways to heaven, heaven is brightened. You better be to go back home, 'cause if they find you, they will kill you.
To je bila pesem God Save the Jungle z prihajajočega albuma Benjamina Clementina, ki v torek nastopa v veliki dvorani Kina Šiška. S tem zaključujemo današnji Ereš intervju. Čau!
Ereš intervju, je pripravil Nik Drosk.
Intervju Radija Študent.